We had talked the last time about that led up to the Warriors, I think. And I wanted to start just reviewing a little. What year was it that you applied at North American?
What year? 1942, October.
So the war had broken out.
Yes, in 41, December 41.
And how old were your children at that point?
My baby was 6 years old, and it was from six on up.
And so that made the oldest one, what, around 17 years old?
Something like that. He was born in 27.
So he was not, I think we talked about this last time, he wasn't yet old enough to be drafted though yet.
No.
Okay.
No. So he was drafted in 1946.
And your husband was working at Whiting and Meade?
Yes, Whiting and Meade.
So throughout those first months of the war, was there any change for your family because of the war breaking out before you went to work at
North America? What do you mean, change?
I mean, did the war affect your family much?
No.
No,
it didn't affect. No, because wasn't any of them drafted. My husband, you know, he was home too with the children.
So, what was it that made you decide to apply?
Well, they had been advertising for help. And a friend of mine was the cause of me going. So she had decided to go and try defense because another friend had went and got hired, you know, and was telling her about it, you know, how the word go by. So she asked me to go with her and let's apply. Said, because they train you, which they did. And so we did. We went and applied. I got hired and she didn't because her pressure was up. And you know she never did get that pressure down?
Did she know that?
She didn't know she had high blood pressure until she went through the physical. Through that. But no doubt, if she had gone back, perhaps maybe it went down sometime. I don't know. But she didn't try again. She went twice, and it was still up. So she decided, well, maybe she better not. But then I was hired and started to work.
And now, you'd heard about there being the job?
Oh, yes. They were advertising for help over the radio and in the paper.
Were there, which papers were you seeing over there?
Examiner at that time, the Examiner, Los Angeles Examiner, the Mirror, you know, we used to have a Mirror.
And you, you'd see the ads in there?
Yes.
And then, so you knew someone who knew someone?
Yes.
Who was working?
Who was working there? Yes.
And did you, what was your, what made you decide to actually, I mean, besides the friend saying that she was going, what other things led you deciding to go down and apply?
Well, I wanted to do what I could to help my country, too. You know, if helping to build airplanes or whatever we were doing, you know, would help, I wanted to do my part, too. Besides, I was helping myself, you know. We needed, the kids were getting older, and we needed a little more income. So that would help towards our income, too.
Did you talk over the idea of applying with your husband?
Yes, I told him about it, and he wasn't for it at first. But I was determined, as I always have been. I told him I thought I'd better give it a try. And if it didn't work out, it just didn't work out, you know, but I gave it a try. And it worked out.
So at first he objected.
He was reluctant about it at first, you know, on account of the children. He thought I should be home, but my mother was there with me at the time, and then he was home part most of the day, you know. So I said, well, you all can see after the children, and I'm home in the afternoon, you know. So after 8 hours, well, I'm home. And then we both are home because he was home after 6 o'clock.
So, It was your mother that was
here? Yes, my mother was here with me.
When did she come?
She came out here in 44.
In
44? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, in 42...
Mm-hmm, and 3, uh-huh. He would see after the children, you know, and then we had neighbors until I got home. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When they come in from school, well, they know they had their chores to do. Uh-huh. And by the time they got that done, I was home.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, all of your children were school age?
Yes, uh-huh. Yes, all of them were school age. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And they would, your husband was working a split shift.
Yes.
So, mm-hmm. He would be...
At home.
At home, mm-hmm. And then they'd have things to do until mm-hmm. you got home.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And you said there were neighbors. Would they all go over and be at the neighbors? Or
No. They were just kind of looking, you know, mm-hmm. see how, that they didn't get into no mischief out there, you know, because mm-hmm. they'd get out there and play ball, uh-huh. different things like kids will do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did the older boys ever watch the younger children?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Uh-huh. They've seen after their younger brother.
So they, uh-huh. you could... Leave them
yes.
with each other and
mm-hmm.
stay home.
Oh, yes, it's you. Yes, we brought them up that way. Mm-hmm. Take care of each other.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Did, how did the children react to your going away?
Well, they didn't seem to mind it. Uh-huh. They didn't seem to mind it. Uh-huh. Because we were, you see, I was only away from them just a little while from the time they come from school until I got home, mm-hmm. you know. So they didn't seem to mind it at all. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you have other friends who knew you were going to work here, or were many of your friends working during the war?
Oh, well, no, I didn't have too many friends working during the war, because a lot of them, they had jobs working in service, you know, staying on the place like mm-hmm. that. Quite a few of them, that's what they were doing, mm-hmm. and they were with good families, so they just stayed. You know, mm-hmm, a few of my friends, uh-huh. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So, your friends had their service
jobs. Yeah, jobs, you see. Mm-hmm. And they had been there way before the war, mm-hmm. you know, so they just decided to stay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What were your initial expectations about what you'd find out at North America?
Well, that's what I didn't know, what, you know, what I would find out until I went there. I was kind of skeptical about the jobs. I was thinking about the big machines and things. That's what I thought when they said factory work. I just figured it was big machines you had to work with, but I found out different. You know, mm-hmm. it wasn't. They did have a lot of machines, but, you know, we didn't have to work with them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Before you knew what you had to do, how did you feel about the idea of working with those machines?
Well, I figured they'd have someone to train me. Uh-huh. They wouldn't just turn me loose. Yes, and with a little training, I was determined. I said, well, if someone else can do it, I can too.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Did you have any ideas about what the pay would be like, or...
Well, I had heard what it was, you know. Uh-huh. They, in fact, they told us at the unemployment place, you know, what it was. I think it was 65 cents an hour. Mm-hmm. But that was, we had to go in training, which I did. I went on Figueroa in Venice for 3 months, I think. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when you initially went to be hired, where did you go? Did you go to the plant itself?
Yes, I went to the plant itself because that's where they were hiring. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, that's where they were hiring. I didn't know of no other office that they had, but we went to the plant in El Segundo on Aviation and Imperial.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And did you, did your friend, and you traveled by streetcar?
No, car. We went by car. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she drove. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So you drove over with her?
Yes.
And did she already know where to go and things?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yes, she knew where to go. Uh-huh.
And then what did they have you do when you applied?
They had you to fill out your an application. Uh-huh. And then after you filled it out, they looked over it, and then you had to take a physical mm-hmm. the same day. So you spend a whole day. Mm-hmm. You take your physical. You had a break for lunch. You go and have your lunch, you know, if you hadn't been waited on because so many people coming in there. Mm-hmm. So then you take your physical, and you would know that day if you was hired After your physical.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Were there, you mentioned there are a lot of people.
Being hired, uh-huh, yes.
Were they men and women?
Men and women, oh yes, uh-huh, mm-hmm. Yes.
Were, did they seem to you to be older or younger people or have any...
Well, it was mixed ages, you know. Uh-huh. A lot of young people, uh-huh. Quite a few, I imagine in your 20s and 30s at that time, mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. Mostly in their 30s, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Were there, were the people who were applying, were there other black men and women applying?
Oh, yes, I mean, yes.
Uh-huh.
Plenty of them.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did it seem, was that something... Do you feel like with North American, or was that just would have gone on at any plant that was in the area? Was North American special for any reason? Or?
Well, no, it was just, North American was a little closer from mm-hmm. where we lived,
yeah.
You see, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And so we just, because the friend that told his other friend, that's where she was working, so quite naturally we thought we'd go there, you know,
mm-hmm.
because Lockheed was hiring too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But we chose to go to North America because this other girl was there.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, yes.
Okay. Did, so you were told that you were, did they ask you any things about when you applied, about, did they do any kind of testing for mechanical?
No, they only gave you a list of tools for us to buy. Everybody had to have their own tools.
Uh-huh.
And they give you a list that you have to get. Because that's what you was going to be working with while you were in training.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So that's what we did, and then we went to training. We had our tools to work with, and that's what we did.
Did they ask you if you'd ever worked with tools?
Oh, yes, they asked us that, but I had never worked with no tools, uh-huh. no more than a screwdriver.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Did they give you any kind of tests to see if you could... work with machines?
No, what they would do, they would we'd go and see a moving picture of the people working.
Uh-huh.
That's what they do. They show it on a moving picture.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. From the beginning to the end.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So we'd go through that about twice a week. You see, they show different, you know, for departments.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. How the work was done and everything.
Uh-huh. Now, is that during the training?
Yes. Yes, that is during the training.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd know, you know, that helped you to catch on quicker, too, by seeing what was done.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
When you just went in that first day to apply, did they give you any kind of tour or show you anything about it?
No, they didn't, no. Mm-hmm. No, when they hired me that day, I was assigned to go to, because they trained you before they let you come to the big plant.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So I was assigned to go to Venice and Figueroa
mm-hmm.
for training.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I went, and I was there about 3 months.
So it was about a 3 month training period.
Training period, uh huh.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
How long did you have between when they hired you and when you had to be at the school? Did they say report to the school in a week? Or?
Oh, it was the next week, the next Monday. Now I can't remember what day of the week I went, but it could have been around the middle of the week or something.
Uh-huh.
But I started the following Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So that next Monday you were mm-hmm. supposed to go.
Yes, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And did they tell you where you would be working once you'd finished school?
Yes, they say they send you to the big plant.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did they give you any kind of, did they say like you'll be in this department, or did they just say you'll work here at North America?
No, they only say that they would send us back to the big plant, and then I guess from the type of work we were doing, that report went along with us, you know, so they knew just where to, you know, place each one.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. that sort of got figured out at the school.
Yes, at the school.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so you had this interview and you go home. What kinds of things did you have to do to get prepared?
Oh, I used to didn't wear slacks.
Uh-huh.
And I had to make it up in my mind I had to wear slacks.
Uh-huh.
So I had to go and get me some pants, you know,
uh-huh.
to wear. That was the only thing different,
mm-hmm.
you know, is to get the pants and get used to wearing slacks.
How did you feel about it?
Well, I felt strange at first, you know, because I wasn't used to it. But I got accustomed to it, and you know I did. I won't get out of them now. And I'm not even working in the plant.
Yeah. Now, did you have to buy tools, or did they?
Yes, you had to buy your own tools.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Did you have to go to a special place to do that?
Yes, Sears and Roebuck, mm-hmm. you know, they carry just about everything that we needed. Because now it's some department, the company furnishes a lot of tools too, you know, because it's special made tools that you have to work, especially like with electrical work. Yeah. Well, then they would issue us, we'd have 10, what you call those, tags with your number on it, identification number.
Mm-hmm.
And you were responsible for those. And each time you go to the tool crib and check something out, uh-huh. you'd have to deposit one of those.
Uh-huh.
And when you returned it, then they gave you back your check.
Uh-huh.
See? Uh-huh. So that's how that worked.
I wondered how they did
that. Yes. Uh-huh. That's how, uh-huh. Yeah, because it was a lot of tools that they had, but that's how we would get the tools to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Go and check it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the shift, we'd check it in because, you know, the other fellows would have to use it. Uh-huh. And that's how they kept up with it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to make any special plans to get to and from work?
Oh, yes. Yes, I had to get a ride with someone,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
which I was lucky. Mm-hmm. Yes.
How did you, did you already know somebody who worked there? Or?
Well, at the plant, you see, I went to the office and inquired.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And so they, you know, they look up the people that lived in my area.
Uh-huh.
And then they gave me their name and phone number.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I got my ride.
So they had that service there?
Yes,
for the workers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Did, when you were going to the school, how did you get to and from?
Oh, by a streetcar.
Uh-huh.
The streetcar was running.
You need them.
You know, that's a long time, huh?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, they're still there.
Yeah.
But that was good transportation, especially with the red cars. You know, going to these different towns like Long Beach,
uh-huh.
San Pedro, Santa Ana, you know,
mm-hmm.
Pasadena, Hollywood, Glendale. The red cars was really wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So they went all over the...
Yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the area. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yes.
Did, tell me about the school that you went to. Was it, what kind of building was it in?
Oh, it was a regular building. I don't know. I think they had cars in there at one time.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. An automobile place, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
They converted it into a training center where they had to, you know, bring in tables,
mm-hmm.
bring in everything, all the equipment that, mm-hmm. that was required for training, you know. Mm-hmm. It was a big place. Mm-hmm.
And about how many people, roughly, would you say were there at the same time being trained?
When I was there, let's see, I'd say about 50 at night.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So you went to school at night?
Yes, I did.
Uh-huh.
I went to school at night, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So,
the swing shift.
Mm-hmm. So
mm-hmm.
the school was on the swing shift?
On the swing shift. See, they had it swing in days,
uh-huh.
but I started at night.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Did they just tell you you would have to do that, or did you choose?
No, that's the shift that they put me on, and I just accepted it, you know.
Uh-huh.
But then later, as when I went to the big plant, I had to get off of that shift because I was losing too much weight. I wasn't getting enough rest, I
mm-hmm.
imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked my supervisor about it, and he told me no, he couldn't let me go. So I said, well, it's another way out.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a woman's counselor.
Mm-hmm.
So I went up and I made an appointment with her to see her, and I talked to her and told her my reason for I would like to change shift, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And honey, the next week I was on days and stayed there until I was laid off.
Uh-huh. Do you remember her name?
No, I don't.
Uh-huh.
I wished I did remember her name, but I really don't. Mm-hmm.
And so that was an office, a woman's council.
Oh, uh-huh, the woman's council.
Mm-hmm. So was she there during the friendship when you were there, or?
Yes. Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Well, she was the one for the swing shift. I imagine they had one for days and one for night, you know.
Uh-huh.
One for each shift.
Awesome.
Uh-huh. So that.
She was there the whole time you were
On the swing. Swing shift. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
And how had you heard about her being there?
Someone told me. Uh-huh. Uh-huh, that was a woman counselor. Perhaps if I go and speak to her, maybe she could help me out.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Someone in the department, I think it was my lead man, told me.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So, you went over to her. And,
I made an appointment, uh-huh. called up on the phone, made an appointment, and I went over to her and mm-hmm. explained to her my situation.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I thought I was losing too much weight,
mm-hmm.
and perhaps I wasn't getting enough rest, where if I'd be home at night, I'd get more rest, you know. Mm-hmm. Swing shift, you find yourself always going to work. No time for nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
By the time you get up, you know, and do just a little thing, well, it's time to get ready to go to work. So I think that that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel like she was her attitude towards you, was she helpful?
She was. She was very helpful. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
She was, because I had worked there, I forget how long, over a year. I know it was way over a year without being absent one day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So she, mm-hmm. you think she looked at your record?
Yeah, she looked at my record. Uh-huh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, a lot of time people, they apply for work and go to work one day, you know, off one day, you know, just off and on.
Mm-hmm.
You can't depend on them. You know, you think they're coming in and they're not coming in. Well, that's no good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I went there to work, and that's what I went there for.
Mm-hmm. When you were take back just a minute to the training, what kinds of things did they show you how to do there?
The first thing they show you how to do is how to use a drill motor.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You had to learn how to lock it,
mm-hmm.
and learn how to trigger it and everything, how to stop it and how to adjust it. Because you have different size rivets to use, and then you would have to adjust it
mm-hmm.
to the size of rivet you were using.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean that. I'm ahead of my subject. That's a drill motor is not the rivet. The drill motor is to drill holes, you know, into the parts.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, like if I would build a certain little part, and perhaps one of the rivet is clenched a little bit, you know, kind of sideways, they call it clenched. You'd have to take it out.
Mm-hmm.
So they show you how to take this rivet out without messing up the whole thing. Because if you didn't know how to handle this drill gun, you know, it would slide, and then you'd have a hole in the part, and you couldn't use it. So it was a lot you had to learn.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Did they show you how to read blueprints?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we had blueprints and everything, yes, uh-huh,
mm-hmm.
yes.
So you learned drill motors and rivet guns?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Did they train you to both rivet and buckle?
Yes, uh-huh.
uh-huh.
Yeah, you had to go through all of that. You had to learn it all.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, a lot of times, like one department might need someone to, say, buck the rivet for someone or to rivet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then they know if they're going to borrow somebody, you know, out of the other department if it was a case of emergency.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we had to learn it all.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Were women trained separately from the men?
No, everybody was together, being trained together in the class, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, yes. We all had our tables, you know, you had tables too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Had you ever been in any kind of situation like that?
No. Mm-mm. It is a lot of fun.
uh-huh.
Yeah, and it is such an experience, you know, something you was learning. Mm-hmm. Something I had never dreamed about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How did you feel about working with the machines?
Oh, I felt fine. You know, after they show you. Now, they have what they call a machine for squeezing the rivets. That's a tall machine, and you put your part in it and mash it with your foot. It's just like when you're operating a car for your gas.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. You come down with it. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Like that. And then I operated another machine, drill press.
Uh-huh.
Well, it has a handle on it. Well, that's for drilling holes and things, you know, the drill press and everything.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you learned how to operate.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did people all come into the school at the same time and leave at the same time?
Yes. Uh-huh. Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
So all the people you were trained with?
Yeah, we all left. Mm-hmm. You see, because it had three shifts. Mm-hmm. You'd have your day shift, swing shift, and graveyard shift. The graveyard shift come on at 11:30 to 7 in the morning, I think. Mm-hmm. Something like that. See, now all that shift would come together. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you, while you were training, did you start to get any idea of where you would be placed? Or did they talk to you at all about that?
No, they just said, you know, they would send us to the big plant, mm-hmm. you know, and they would place us there. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Like I say, I imagine the supervisor would recommend, you know, send in his report uh-huh. on the different one, what they're capable of doing, or, you know, well, that's how I figured out. Uh-huh.
Do you remember your first day of work?
Mm-hmm. It was exciting. Uh-huh. They showed us a movie. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing we looked at, a movie, you know, how to operate, how to handle your tools and things. That was the main thing. Mm-hmm. Like I say, I think we'd go about 3 times a week when you first started in training. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So you didn't go every single day of the week to school?
Oh, yes. I went 5 days a week at that time. And then later on, we had to work 6 days a week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But they showed you the film.
Yes, oh, yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so the films would show you what to do, and then they...
That's right, uh-huh, mm-hmm.
Oh, I see.
And then they show you the danger part, you know, in drilling, because sometimes you'd have to use a 10-inch drill, mm-hmm. like if a person is working on the wing, one's on the outside drilling, and the person on the inside, like one woman did get drilled in the head because she was leaning up against that, mm-hmm. and the girl on the other side, she didn't know it. Yeah, you know, accidents like that, you know, they showed us all of that, what to look for, uh-huh. how to be cautious about things. And then another thing, of course, another thing, they had what they call, it was a snake drill. Now what that is, this is a rubber hose, and it has a drill on the end of it, and it's connected to a drill motor. Uh-huh. And that's for reaching where you have to bend, you know, see, by it being rubber, you could bend it. Uh-huh. And this girl had it up above her head, and she had her hair, you know, was fluffed, and this rubber thing caught her hair. Mm. Well, it scalped it.
Oh, now, did that happen while you were working?
Yes,
Yeah,
that happened while you were working. Uh-huh. That's what you had, you know, they were trying to make the people be cautious, you know, be careful. Mm-hmm. But all those accidents happen. Mm-hmm. See, they showed us that in the movies. And all, you know, mm-hmm. what to look for.